So maybe just beginning, just loosening the body a little bit, maybe shaking your legs out, shaking your arms out, and your neck. And just generally loosening the whole of your body. And then let's make our way down to lying down. And if at all possible, allowing enough space for your legs to be extended, which may or may not be possible. There's some space. And then we'll actually begin with the feet on the ground and the knees bent. And just adjusting your feet so they could be hips width apart. And just finding that place where your legs feel really balanced. So the muscles don't need to hold the legs up too much. And yeah, you might just really enjoy that sense of the support that's offered to you by the ground. And really give your weight as best you can, just really letting your weight be received by the ground beneath you. And just noticing how that feels. And then using your hands, just scooping your head off the ground, maybe with one hand and then from the neck up, and just receiving the weight of your head in your hands, lengthening through the back of your neck, and then just gently resting the weight of your head down on the ground. And then allowing your arms to be a little distance from your ribs. So there's space around your armpits. And a sense of width across your chest. And just letting your awareness broaden out beyond your body to just receive a sense of sound. So letting your awareness fill the space around you. Sensing the whole of the soundscape changing. Sounds arising out of that silence, the stillness. So as you breathe out, you might just invite yourself to really rest into that space around you. And then tuning into the space within your body. And just checking out, what are you noticing in your body, in your mind, your state of your heart? Just in this moment, how do you find yourself? Bringing that sense of spaciousness to your experience as best you can.
and cultivating a sense of friendliness, maybe some curiosity, some warmth towards what's happening right now inside yourself.
And letting the ground support all of that which is within. And you might let your awareness drop into those places where your body is touching the ground. So around the back of your skull, the back of your head. And you might even just really gently and slowly feel how it is to roll the head a little over to the right. Feeling the weight of it as it comes back. And just really a gentle intention. Just letting gravity rest your head. So all you need to do is just gentle rolling from one side to the other. You might feel that sense of your head connected to your spine. Maybe your neck moving, You might even feel a sense of your shoulders and the rest of your body. And then letting the head just come back to rest in the center. And sweeping your body down further to around the back of your shoulder blades, the space in between your shoulder blades. The whole back of your ribs, you might notice a sense of its contact with the ground. Parts of your arms, the back of your pelvis. And you might allow your knees to just swing a little to the left, and then a tiny bit to the right, just allowing yourself to feel that whole area around the back of your pelvis. And you might even invite your thigh bones, the weight of them, to just rest back towards the hips. So the sacrum and the tailbone can really release towards the ground. And again, be supported. And then you could let your head join in, maybe rolling your head the same way as your knees. And again, the movement could be very, very small, very slow, or it could be a little more. Just experimenting with being as effortless as you can, letting gravity do the work. Giving the weight of your body in every moment to the ground. And then just coming back to stillness. So the knees are facing upwards and the face is also. And bringing your awareness to your left foot, your left leg. And just feeling that moment as you pick that foot up off the ground. And then same with the right foot, so the right leg coming upwards, right knee coming towards your chest. And if you cross your ankles over and place one hand on each knee, and just letting your knees rock away from you as you breathe in, and then gently drawing them back towards you as you breathe out. You might wait for your breath as it changes direction. So do your knees. And again, maybe letting gravity do more of the work. And your arms also a little. So your legs can begin to let go, especially your hips, the muscles in your around your hip joints. Just noticing those moments where we slip into automatic pilot, when repeating a movement. And as best you can, just bringing cultivating a beginner's mind to each moment of movement. All the different sensations. And then resting with your knees towards your chest and uncrossing your ankles. And let's bring the left foot back to land on the ground. Just feeling that moment as it touches the carpet. Just feeling that sense of the texture of the floor, perhaps. And then with your right hand on your right knee, just beginning to invite little circles into that hip joint by circling the knee around. So allowing the knee to move outwards, away from you, over to the left, and back in towards your chest. And you might let the circles get wider. Noticing how the sensations change around the hip joint. And maybe you might meet some tightness. Maybe some looseness. You might feel the ball and socket joint deep inside the hip or deep inside the around the pelvis. You might change direction. And you could experiment with letting your arm do most of the movement so your leg muscles can let go, especially around the hip. Just experimenting with how that feels. And then if you pause with your knee towards your chest where we began, and just picking that left foot up off the ground so the left knee comes in to be beside the right, and just gently crossing the ankles over, this time the other way. And if you place your hands on each knee, and again, just rocking the knees away from you as you breathe in, and then back towards you as you breathe out. And if you drop inside your hips with your awareness, with your attention, you might notice differences in how they feel, perhaps. Or maybe they feel the same. And then if you uncross your ankles and just let your right foot come down to the ground. And then seeing if you can bring the same quality of freshness to your hip joint, your leg, the sensations in your body as you circle the left knee. And you might start off very small circles, letting the thigh bone, the weight of it, drop its way back towards the hip. And then gradually letting those circles get wider. Just Allowing your awareness to also be around the whole rest of the body rather than just the hips, so you can maybe just notice any holding around the neck, around the chest, the shoulders, your jaw. And then let's bring that movement where you might want to change direction if you haven't already. And just noticing if that feels any different, maybe a different set of sensations. And then resting the knees back towards the chest. And you might just interlink your fingers if that feels comfortable for your body in front of your shins. And with your fingers interlinked, you could maybe let your arms, the weight of your arms, just rest back towards your shoulders. And if you're not using your arms, then it's fine to just let your knees rest towards your chest and your arms can be beside you. So opening to the experience of your body in this different shape, the sensations that are arising from more of a rounded, folded up shape. How your body is responding to your breath as it's received by your body and given away again. And just bringing your awareness to the center line of your body, so from the crown of your head, the back of your head, down through your neck, down through the upper spine, down through the lumbar spine, and then all the way out to the tailbone. And when you're ready, just beginning to imagine or feel as if you could just begin to let go of you can unlink your fingers, and just begin to let your legs and your arms extend upwards, so your arms could extend upwards, feet come to the ground, and the legs extend away from you, so all your limbs extending away from your spine in all four directions, so the heels can slide along the ground. Yeah, so you're still, that's right. And then when you're ready, allowing all your limbs to slide their way back to become more folded, so you return to the more rounded shape that you were in a moment ago. And then when you're ready, again from the spine, as if you could open out your limbs, sliding your heels along the ground, opening the arms upwards and outwards, a bit like a starfish, and then coming back in. And you could maybe work or move with the rhythm of your breath. See what feels most natural to your body, whether you breathe out as you open outwards and expand, whether you breathe in as you come back in. And let the movement be guided by your breath. So you might wait for the breath to change direction before you begin to move the limbs back inwards or outwards. Feeling how the elbows and the knees bend to allow the movement to happen. That sense of connection, perhaps, between your spine, out through to your fingertips and your heels. The whole body connected. You might sense how the weight of you comes more inwards. And then as the body extends, the weight of you spreads outwards, wide. And again, you might just experiment with being as effortless as you can be within this movement. And then when you're next with your, in a more rounded shape, with your knees up towards your chest, just pausing there for a moment. And if you bring one hand to each knee, and just beginning to circle the knees, this time let the knees stay together as you let the knees go over to the left a little, and then away from you, and then around to the right, and then back in towards your chest, and then around to the left again, so just circling the knees. Around. And you might notice how this direction, the movement is, there's an echo of it happening around the back of your pelvis. You might sense the bones around the back of the pelvis. A sense of the back of your waist. And then changing direction. Just again, maybe checking in with the quality of your awareness. Cultivating the curiosity, a sense of gentleness and interest to your experience, however it is. And then coming to pause. And if you let the hands, the arms come back to rest on the ground. And just beginning to rock the pelvis from side to side. And then letting it rock all the way over to the left side. So you're rolling onto the left side of your body. You can take your right arm with you. And then just using your arms to bring you up, your hands. Just feeling that sense of your weight moving around different parts of your body. And let's come to all fours. So you might experience that sense of weight going down through your arms, the bones in your thigh bones, the fronts of your feet, the fronts of your shins. And again, maybe bringing your awareness to your spine. So you might feel from the crown of the head, down through the neck, all the way down to your tailbone. And as you breathe, just allowing your spine, the middle of the spine, to begin to arch upwards. Maybe the neck can release, so the head moves downwards and the tailbone also releases down.
And then just beginning to slowly reverse that movement. So from the tailbone, you might feel the vertebrae unfurling, unrolling, all the way up through the shoulders to the base of the skull. And then take your time reversing that movement again. Being really mindful of your lower back, especially when you come up into more of the face-up position. And maybe just not going to the extreme of that position, so just letting this be an exploration of your spine, all the different segments. You might feel the space in between the vertebrae, the parts of your spine that feel maybe a little bit more blocked or stuck together. And those parts of the spine that feel a bit freer, a bit looser. Noticing any thoughts that arise. Feelings. And then when you're ready, just beginning to take the weight of your pelvis, letting it drop back towards your heels. You might feel how the arms can begin to undo. And the head can come to rest on the ground if that feels comfortable for you. Or you can allow it to rest on your hands. So letting your awareness drop down once again to those places where your body is touching the ground. Just letting your awareness linger a little around those sensations. Sensing into those places, that place where your body, the boundary between where your body ends and the ground begins. And as you breathe out, you might notice a sense of the weight of you gets a little heavier as you allow the ground to support you a little more. Just letting the breath find its way into the space within you, as though it could kind of sculpt its way through the inner body, around the back of the ribs, the sides of the ribs, in between your shoulder blades, beneath your collarbones, in a really gentle and effortless way. As though the breath were curious about the space that it could find to fill.
And then allowing the hands to just walk their way to either side of your head. So you could feel your palms just touching the ground either side of you. And then using your hands to just slowly bring you upwards.
Your arms. And just feeling that movement as you let the weight of your body come upwards. And we'll come forwards again, just briefly onto all fours. And just to invite you to either move as we did before, or just letting any movement arise within your spine. So just to keep your knees and your hands where they are. So you could just explore any range of movement of your spine. And you might close your eyes just to really immerse yourself in the feeling of the whole body, the felt sense. Whether you're moving as we were a moment ago or whether you're exploring your spine in this way. So letting go of any need to for your body to look a particular way or to get anything right. You might invite a sense of playfulness, a sense of curiosity and lightness. You might discover a movement that you've never done before. So you could let the weight of your pelvis go way back. You could go out to the side, down, forwards. Feeling the weight of you shifting around all those different contact points. Remembering your neck and your head, part of your spine. And then beginning to bring that to a close. And walking your hands backwards, maybe tucking your toes under. And if you bring your knees upwards, if that's possible for you, into a kind of squat position. Feeling into the balls of your feet, their contact with the ground. And then you might begin to just unfold your knees, allowing the weight of the pelvis to be rested down through the legs, down through the bones of the legs as you begin to unfold the knees, just to wherever feels okay for your body. And then from here, you could maybe again just allow your awareness, your intention to go down through your legs, as you allow the upper body to come upwards. So allowing the weight of you to be completely transferred down through the pelvis, down through the chest, into the feet. And we arrive in standing. So just let yourself become aware of the sensations of standing. How it feels in your body. Again, you might check in with your mind state, the heart state of this moment. Whether there's a sense of spaciousness or contraction. Sense of agitation or calmness. Sense of any friendliness in the heart, maybe unfriendliness. And again, letting yourself feel supported by the ground beneath you,
So you could maybe soften your knees and just allow the weight of you to be really supported and received. And then when you're ready, just beginning to shift your weight over to the right leg and beginning to peel your left foot, your left heel off the ground. So you maybe come onto just the tiptoes of that left foot and then allowing it to move through the space in front of you and just taking an easy step forwards. And you might allow there just to be a little width between your legs if there isn't already, just so you don't feel like you're on a tightrope. And then if you let your back toes turn outwards, and if you bend your front knees, so your knees just rested over your ankle. And again, just letting, inviting the weight of your pelvis to spread equally down through your legs, through the bones in your legs, to your feet and to the ground. And then imagine the arms are so light and they're just going to float their way upwards. So you might imagine if you had kind of puppet strings on your wrists, attached to your wrists, and someone was just gently lifting up your arms from the wrists. So maybe the shoulders can stay behind. And as you feel inside your body, just notice all the different little rearrangements that are happening. The sensations, the physical sense of the shape changing. The breath, breathing. And then if you bring your palms to come together, just feeling that contact of the palms coming to meet, and then letting the arms come to float downwards. So the fingertips just come to face in front of you and they just pause there. And then allowing your right fingertips to make a journey up the left arm. And you might allow that left shoulder to move forwards as you let the right hand move across the heart space and opening out the chest, the trunk of your body to the right. And just allow your left knee to remain over your ankle. And then bringing that right hand, just feeling it come to make contact once again in your heart space. And then feeling that journey as the hand makes its way down the left arm as you turn the trunk of your body back to the front. Arms just coming to rest down. And this time shifting your weight into the left leg. And you could maybe step your way back to hip distance. And just noticing any after effects in your body. A completely unique landscape of sensations. Never to be felt quite like this again. And then shifting your weight onto the left leg. Allowing your other way actually. Shifting your weight onto the left foot. And then peeling your heel off the ground, the right heel, and then allowing that foot to move through space and stepping it in front of you. Just that relief as the ground catches you as you come forwards, and then let your right knee be over your ankle and your left toes can be turned outwards. And again, just give your weight down through the legs so you can really feel supported and steady through your legs, through the soles of your feet. And letting the arms begin to just be picked up, feeling that journey, inviting a lightness. If your shoulders are coming too, you might just gently tell them they're not needed. They can just stay behind. So just check out where your awareness is in this moment. Is it in one part of your body? And just see if you can allow it to fill the whole of your body, from your soles of your feet to the tips of your fingers, the front of your body, the back, the sides, and the inside. Allowing the palms to come together, letting the arms begin to come down the front of the body. And this time making a journey with the left fingertips up the right arm. The right shoulder can begin to move forwards as the left hand crosses the heart space, opening the trunk of your body out to the left, allowing your right knee to remain over your ankle. And just opening out to wherever feels kind for your body. Letting go of any need to make the right shape or for it to look good. And just letting yourself feel into the whole, the felt sense. And then palm to come to rest on the heart once again. Feeling that contact as you make your way down the whole of the right arm, turning the trunk of your body forwards again, and just letting the arms begin to come down. And maybe let's shift our weight back into the back leg to come back into standing. So how would it be to have to cultivate a beginner's mind to this posture that we call standing? Just feeling your whole body in this position as if for the first time. The sensations, feelings, thoughts coming and going. So just this, just standing. Nothing added. This is some lines from a Native American story. And just letting the words come to you as you stand. It's called Lost. Stand still The trees ahead and the bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here, and you must treat it as a powerful stranger. Must ask permission to know it and be known. The forest breathes. Listen. It answers, I have made this place around you. If you leave it, you may come back again, saying, here. No two trees are the same to the raven. No two branches are the same to the wren. If what a tree or a bush does is lost on you, you are surely lost. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. You must let it find you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.